another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The federal government has passed a super control grid national ID card. Ron Paul even called it a control grid. Homeland Security even uses the words control grid and tracking grid. It's a grid. Now, we've had callers holding for over an hour. We're going to take a few of those in this five-minute segment. Come back, and with Aaron Zellman riding shotgun with us in this segment as well. But we're going to talk to the folks from the Minutemen who are being banned from press conferences under Homeland Security orders by Chertoff. Public press conferences. You just can't come in and tell the press Homeland Security. You heard Congressman Hayworth talking about that last hour. We have the Border Patrol being ordered to stand down. 12 Border Patrol agents have told the Washington Times this. Aaron Zellman, I mean, this shows what a fraud the war on terror is.
I'm sorry, can you rephrase
that? No, I'm saying the fact that they're saying leave the borders totally open, covertly, while telling us to give up all of our rights and have national ID cards, it shows what a fraud this war is.
Well, I think this war has been a fraud, this war on terror, if you want to call it that. It's been a fraud from day one. When you just, the simple task of looking at what's being overlooked or not being done intentionally, or they're not focusing their energies and efforts, the Homeland Security folks. It is a big fraud, but it's amazing how many people want to believe that their government will do the right thing for them, their government will not harm them, and these folks are going to be slaves because they bought into the fraud.
And they think this slave grid will take good care of them. That couldn't be further from the truth. Regina in Pennsylvania. Welcome, Regina.
Alex, wonderful job you two with Congressman Hayworth.
Thanks.
It's been a long time, Alex, so pray for me. I wanted to mention here, this real ID card, and, I started out here with the what's going on the border. And, let's face it, Alex, the globalists got exactly what they wanted, okay, with this real ID card. So now they can just use that opportunity to shut down what they need to do. I want to hold up the flag here real high, Alex. I hope you'll listen to me out. CASTA, that's where we are, Alex, and we have Latin American presidents lobbying Congress for TRAPEC. I wish you would have let me on with Hayworth because I would have asked him. Did they come to his door? Did they ask him to pass the Free Trade of the Americas, the CAFTA? And what's he going to do about it? Because, he gave us the real idea as a solution to shutting out Chris Simcox and what Ron brought up. And Terry Anderson would not listen. So, I mean,
And then again, for those that don't know, for those that don't understand, this is key. This is a Pan-American Union. That's how the EU started, was a, quote, economic community. They don't tell you till it's too late, but you watch C-SPAN when these boards are meeting, and they openly say the end of America. The Canadian papers are full of this. They don't want to give their sovereignty up. Aaron Zellman, comments?
Well, you have to wonder why, from my perspective, why people who have benefited so much from America now want to destroy the country. And I think that's an issue that people need to start talking about.
This is where we live. This is all we've got.
Yeah, the idea of running away and going to some other country is not going to work because they probably are further along down the road of government control than we are here at the moment. But I think it just, again, boggles the mind to think that there are people who have benefited so much. The Ford Foundation is an example, the Ford Company. Why do they now want to undo everything that's good or has been good about America? They've been working at it for decades.
Well, take Argentina. 5 years ago, they put in a national ID card. After it was implemented, that's when the IMF and World Bank plunged it on purpose once they had the control grid in. And we even got the IMF World Bank documents, Aaron.
Well, I think that we're not going to undo this real quickly, but I think if I think all stones have to be unturned to reach people and wake them up.
Regina, anything else?
I wanted to say something about Ron Paul's bill and the WTO and how we need to get,
You know what? We'll come back to you real briefly later than the other callers. Stay with us, everybody.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Problem, reaction, solution. Over and over again, they create the crisis of the open borders. They militarize and turn the illegals coming in into militants. They get all the big foundation and federal money. Then the people cry out as their jobs plunge and as the society breaks down. The government's answer is a national ID card that Ron Paul's exposed. We'll do nothing to stop the illegals. It'll be selectively used against us. They'll then just pass amnesty and legalize all the illegals. And meanwhile, the Border Patrol is ordered to stand down directly from the highest levels of the Border Patrol. A dozen Border Patrol agents have gone public. I was told this a year ago when the president of the Border Patrol was on this radio broadcast and said, look, we're already standing down. We're ordered to pick up trash 3-4 hours a day. We're not allowed to look north or south. You know, they're parked one spot and told you can look this way, but if illegals walk right past you that way, you can't even apprehend them or call other Border Patrol to go after them. It's designed to fail. We've also got Aaron Zellman, Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, riding shotgun with us today, talking about all these issues. Aaron, I guess the best way to start this is, do you have a question for Gray Deacon? Because I know we also need to ask about Homeland Security leader Chertoff, whose cousin writes hit pieces on me and others. You know, you can't come into the press conference because there's a security risk. You might be Al-Qaeda. I mean, this is insane. Gray Deacon, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much for having me on the show today.
You bet. Aaron, you can have the first question for Gray Deacon, the spokesman there and the one of the chief managers there at the Minimum Project.
Well, first of all, Gray, let me commend you for everything you've been doing. As a kid, I was raised near the Mexican border in Tucson, Arizona. And so I have a pretty good awareness of what's going on and has been going on for decades. And so I encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. That isn't much of a question. It's really, you know, that is a phrase. I guess if I could ask you a question, I guess it is really, what's the next step?
Well, the next step right now, we're getting a lot of pressure from all across the United States to kick this thing back up to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and keep it there.
Are you going to be able to find volunteers to do that?
Well, that's kind of your job right there, man, and we need the help. We need to get people in here. I've got a
Well, for those that don't know how important this fight is, we'll plug this in a few minutes. People get ready. We'll give out the number and emails and places to go. This incredibly successful operation, but the first big news, Border Patrol told to stand down in Arizona, Washington Times, Associated Press, you name it, they were ordered because you guys had stacked them up by the tens of thousands with the Mexican army on the other side, and as soon as you guys were forced to leave after a month, they poured across at record levels, and they were ordered to not arrest a lot of people to make it look like you hadn't stopped anybody. Tell us about your response to this.
Well, the reality is the last 15 days, I've had people out on the border, not as much looking for illegals, but trying to count the number and frequency of border patrols that are available on the different lines that we held over a month in April. And the reality is it went for a long time there during the month of April. We were seeing one border patrol every 7 minutes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Cross in front of one of our places there on
that way when the press was there they'd see all the border patrol.
Exactly. Right now it is down to the daytime hours. The average is 1 hour and 42 minutes, and the nighttime it is at somewhere around 4 hours. We had one man out there that had 5 cars that were filled up with illegals.
That's about 15 times less frequency. Go ahead.
Yes. We had one guy sat there, and he watched 5 cars get filled up with illegals and 2 pickup trucks filled up with dope. He called in to Border Patrol on a regular basis, and nobody showed up.
And now there was a machine gun attack on Border Patrol in Texas this morning.
Really? I hadn't pulled that off yet.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, that just shows what is happening. And, of course, we're threatened that they're going to shoot us up.
Well, the Border Patrol president said on this show, and others have said, that they've been ordered not to shoot back, Gray Deacon.
That's exactly right. In fact, what they're trying to do is guarantee the smugglers and criminals that are coming across this border absolute free access to America.
And Aaron Zellman, I mean, what do you call that when men, these Border Patrol, are told, you let them shoot at you, Mexican troops?
You know, let me tell you something. I just had this thought as I'm listening to all this, and the Arizona border, that's the border where a great deal of drug smuggling goes on.
And human traffic and slaves.
And human traffic. And I'm just beginning to wonder out loud, who's pulling the strings here? You know, who's profiting by letting this go on?
And I keep getting asked that question over and over and over, and I cannot imagine an American person that would want there's 20 tons of drugs come across this border every night.
Well, Gray Deacon, I've interviewed the former head of the DEA in Latin America, high-level CIA officers who were there at the planes being unloaded with cocaine.
Yep.
At MENA and other places, and there's Oliver North.
Yep, and who is ever going to stand up finally and say there are members of our own government who are profiting directly from the smuggling of human beings, drugs, and weapons, and perhaps even weapons of mass destruction, because that's the only reason they would be protecting this operation.
Well, Glenn Spencer did the thing last year where they marched through with a backpack marked nuclear device right up to the federal courthouse.
Yep.
I mean, these people are idiots. And then the guards didn't even know that it said nuclear device and just told them, turn your cameras off.
Yep. Yep.
Aaron Zellman?
Yeah, I was just going to suggest, you know, maybe the two of you would like to take the conversation we've had for the last couple of minutes here about who's profiting and challenge folks in the government to prove you're wrong. To go more public with this and you know, and ask these folks to prove you wrong. And I think that you're going to get the same kind of dancing routine you got from the congressman.
Well, I think you're going to get a tremendous amount of dancing going on. And right now, today, they, you know, right in the face of everything else that's going on, we have United States senators that are actually proposing two new amnesty programs, two brand new amnesty programs.
Before we call for volunteers, before we get into that, Great Aiken, give us the websites, give us the contact info, and then I want to get into your leader of the Minutemen, Civil Homeland Defense, trying to go to a public press conference, but Homeland Security said, no, you can't come in and talk about how we've ordered a stand down. Because Hayworth, the congressman, was outraged by that in the last hour.
Yes, I'm sure he was. Okay, hey, you can get a hold of us at the phone number is 520-457-2320. You can get us on the web at MinutemanHQ.com.
MinutemanHQ.com. Give that number out again twice.
That is 520-457-2320. 520-457-2320.
And write it down, MinutemanHQ.com. Now, let's get into the leader of the Minutemen, the founder, not even allowed into these public press conferences. He might be Al-Qaeda. Tell us all about it.
Well, Chris Simcox is the leader that you're talking about. He also happens to be the owner and editor and one of the reporters
of the newspaper
for the Tombstone Tumbleweed. And he got a invitation to go to the press conference that everybody else got the invitation. All the
but then Homeland Security tells Congress, no, you can't have your guest in who is accredited press and the leader of a movement because security.
That's right. They still haven't told us why he wasn't allowed in.
Hayworth said security.
Well, that's what they then told the representative because we keep calling.
And that's what he said. Yeah.
No, and we keep asking why. Why
I mean, Aaron, this is a Nazi Soviet style tactic if I've ever seen one, Aaron.
Well, that it is. And, you know, I'm not sure how we're going to get that message out to millions of people, but I'd start beating that drum as hard as you can, Alex.
Well, I mean, are we going to... I mean, folks, this is... what is Homeland Security doing telling the Congress what to do?
They've been trying to do that now for 3 years. You know, they're real good at taking away Bic lighters in the airport, though. And they can get your nail file, and if you argue with them, they're going to give you a full body search.
And charge you. But if you want to call the Border Patrol when you see a truckload of drugs being unloaded by men in black masks, Bush gets up and calls you dangerous vigilantes.
Here's a good suggestion for everybody in your listening audience. Go to your local phone book and try to find out how you would call Border Patrol, ICE. ICE is, by the way, the Immigration Customs Enforcement. The new acronym for them, or Homeland Security, if you want to report a problem. Then try to get on those phone lines and call and say, I just want to make sure I can report, you know, an illegal alien, explosive devices coming across the border, anything, and find out if you can even get through. Most people cannot even find the number in their local phone book on
how to contact. It's meant to terrorize and create fear.
Yes.
Aaron Zellman, I mean... For anybody that didn't get it yet, really, I've seen this open borders issue. That's the key now. So many people are waking up, Aaron.
Well, we hope so. Even Schwarzenegger, I guess, praised what the other Minutemen were doing.
But then retracted it. He's just trying to get his poll numbers up.
No. He came back and he again said that he supports what we do. He said,
but he also supports Bush's amnesty plan.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's the problem right now. Right now, the entire GOP is in absolute disarray and confusion, and the Democrats don't even know what to do about it. You know, but there is no Department of Homeland Security. Anybody that believes there is such a thing, just come down here on the border any given night.
No, it's only there to terrorize us so they can then point our military at some new country to grab oil, and we have their own documents showing that, creating terrorists that didn't exist in the first place.
Exactly. Now, you know, at some point, the American public is going to have to stand up and say, look, Bush administration, you do a lot of talking about Homeland Security, but so far you haven't secured one single inch of the border.
Well, for the record, headline, Border Patrol told to stand down in Arizona, Stand down. Accept gunfire. Do what you're told, slaves. Aaron Zellman, Ray Deacon, both of you gentlemen, stay there as we continue on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to DentalPlans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. DentalPlans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to DentalPlans.com right now.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Great Deacon's going to run shotgun for the next 35 minutes till this transmission ends. We're going to be letting Aaron Zellman go here in a minute. Real fast, Aaron Zellman. And coming up, we will get to all the callers. I've been holding forever, but I've just had a squadron of guests on today as we try to unravel all this Byzantine propaganda. But to Aaron Zellman, if people want to join a real Second Amendment organization or sign up for your free alerts or get involved, how do they do that?
Well, they can contact us at 800-869-1884 or they go to the website, which is jpfo.org, and I would encourage them to sign up for our free alerts, and they can either run the website. They're free to download all the information we have, and we've got tons of it. And I would also encourage them to go to our special project site, which is Rebel Fire Rock. That's R-E-B-E-L-F-I-R-E.
RebelFireRock.com.
Yeah, RebelFireRock.com.
Do me a favor. Put a plug in.
You know, if they want to help kids, go there and listen to this and give the information to kids.
Well, we're going to play that song if we have time again later, the great new song. But put in a plug, because I carry your Innocence Betrayed video, high-grade, professionally produced. I mean, we're talking broadcast TV quality. And then three-color comic books come with that. I carry that. Plug that for us.
Well, yeah, the Innocence Betrayed approach is there to help destroy the myth that there's anything useful or good or civilized about gun control, and it's been very effective. I mean, we have some comments on our website from people around the world who have used the film to destroy the myth that gun control is useful.
Well, we've got it available for the same price you guys have got it, right there at InfoWars.com in the secure, safe online shopping cart. And I hope people will get it and show it to the VFW, show it to your college students, because every time they take the guns, they always murder. I mean, it always happens.
Well, yeah, the history of gun control is directly linked to the history of death by government,
which is one of the number one causes of death that isn't cancer or heart attack related.
No, murdering people is the main cause of death, and governments are very good at it.
They are. Aaron Zellman, I want to thank you for coming on with us.
My pleasure.
Take care, my friend.
You guys do well.
Bye con Dios. Go with God. Going back to Gray Deacon, Gray, it boggles the mind. It makes my head spin. I mean, here's KRGV-TV. Border Patrol takes fire from across the border. They were stopping some drug smugglers that were on the U.S. side with a truck full of narcotics, and so they got the smugglers opened fire. We've had Mexican troops kill Border Patrol, kill Forestry Service agents, Mexican drug gangs killing people, bounties on heads, MS-13 threatening to kill you guys. But Bush says we're evil if we even report these people.
Yeah, I imagine that means that he's in favor of what's going on. That's the only way you can do it. I mean, that's the only way you can cut that money.
They're a well-known drug-dealing family.
You know, and, you know, either he's in favor of what's going on, or he would be doing something to protect American citizens and American lives.
They're building a border completely around all of the passable areas. That's half of Afghanistan. The rest is 5,000, 10,000-foot mountains. Depending on where you're at, a complete fence around the entire country, double fence with guard shacks every 2 miles. But we can't have that here, can we?
No, and nobody in the administration has been able to answer why not.
And now they're building, what is it? They're saying 900 miles of fence in Iraq.
Yes, sir. But we can't have the same kind of fencing here on our border, where we have a known hostile government on the other side.
That says this belongs to Mexico.
That says that the whole Southwest belongs to Mexico.
Openly, this president and the last president.
That's correct. And here's our government say, oh, yes, I think what we'll do is make it a little bit easier for you. Here's another amnesty program.
These Lares Conquista groups, we've been there. We have video. You go to these 4th of July rally, they will not allow that in L.A. I mean, peaceful rallies, blacks, Hispanics, whites together. The group runs up with rocks, starts busting their heads open. The federal agents at the courthouse are told not to help. This has been in the news. And they have huge banners with images of blonde-haired, blue-eyed people's heads cut off. Have you ever seen that video?
Yes, I have.
Folks, we're not kidding. Imagine if the Klan was marching by the thousands with pictures of black people's heads cut off. But it's never on the news, is it, my friend?
No, it isn't. And perhaps that's the reason that one of the leaders of La Raza is now your attorney general for the United States of America.
Well, forget La Raza. He was a Mecha member.
Yes, he was a Mecha member also.
Whose motto is everything for the race, for others nothing.
That's correct. And yes,
Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Führer!
Yep.
Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil! Sieg Heil! But it's okay because it's part of the Balkanization.
Greg Deacon, stay there. We're going to blitz through calls and news on the other side as we talk to the spokesman for the Minutemen, banned by Homeland Security from press conferences.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Go back to Gray Deacon, spokesman for the Minutemen Project. And then I promise we're going right to Bob and Lynn and Lou and Jim and everybody else that's patiently holding. You know, I didn't give you the number to get that video that Aaron Zellman and JPFO produced. And it comes with three free coloring books. Not coloring books, I keep saying that. Comic books. You know, that show the history of gun control, and it's really effective for these brain-dead adults out there. You need to get it. Go to Infowars.com. You can watch the trailer there as well, or call toll-free. You can get my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, my most powerful film ever, 1-888-253-3139. And I got a bunch of discounts on some of my other films, as low as $5.95 apiece, so ask about those when you call. 1-888-253-3139, or order the hard copies of the films and books and other materials, books on tape I carry, at Infowars.com via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Do not wait. That number, 1-888-253-3139. And my last plug of the day is this, before we go back to our guests and your calls. Coming up Friday, June 3rd, 7 and 10 p.m., two separate showings of martial law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema and the restaurant. You can eat right there at your table in downtown Austin on Colorado Street. Plenty of parking. There's a big parking garage right next to it. Cost you a few shekels, but c'est la vie. It's going to be a great event, and I want to see everybody out there. People are asking which event's better. 7, 10, doesn't matter. I'll give a short speech, play the film, take a 20, 30-minute question and answer after each. So if you're already going out Friday night, taking your wife or girlfriend out or taking your husband out or whatever, or out with family, go eat dinner at 7 o'clock. And after dinner, you know, 9 o'clock, 9:30, get there. Get in for the second showing, watch the late night, or if you want to get to bed early, want to bring the kids out for family event, come to the 7 o'clock. So that's Friday, June 3rd, coming up here in about 20 days, precisely 20 days. And then on top of that, the next week we're going to have a single showing, Wednesday the 8th, at 8 o'clock at the Alamo Drafthouse on South Lamar. You can buy tickets to all of that online. Just go to Infowars.com. There's a big banner. See Alex Jones and Martial Law in person. Click on it, and there's links to each showing, and you go to the Alamo Drafthouse Secure ticket service, and you can pick which showtime, directions, maps, everything you need. So Infowars.com. And don't wait. I checked how many tickets have been sold yesterday morning. It was 20% of the tickets. And they were amazed at the Alamo Draft House. They know it's sold out. The other times we've shown it. But they were like, man, even, you know, Star Wars, 2 or 3 weeks out, hadn't sold 20%. And then now it's basically sold out. It's coming out next Wednesday. So, I mean, just to give you an idea, locally, you'd be smart to get your tickets. And we'll tell you if anything sells out beforehand so you can go to one of the shows that isn't sold out. But it could sell out, so be careful. Let's go back to our guest, Gray Deacon. Gray, there's so many facets to this. Again, for those who just joined us, Border Patrol ordered to stand down after you guys stood down because they didn't want to show that the flood of those that have been held up by your dam, your human dam you had built there in your lawn chairs, reporting to the Border Patrol. And that key number you gave us before your people were reporting during your security that you ran for a month on that 23-mile stretch of the border, you reported to our listeners your people every 7 minutes were logging Border Patrol. Now you said every hour and 45 minutes?
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's like 15 times less frequency. And then we have their own agents, 12 of them, saying they were ordered not to stop illegals. That is a felony.
Yes, yes. And now we have Mr. Bonner, who is actually, he is the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner. He's the top dog in that whole heap. Here's what he actually told Congress yesterday. We hope to gain operational control of the border, meaning there is a high level of probability you will get caught trying to sneak into the United States. I'm not saying that we have the border under control, because we don't. We have a long ways to go. This man admits that they can't even come close, and what he's calling operational control is you have a high probability of being caught. Not a certain probability, not even that you are going to get caught.
Look, this is what they need to do. They need to let the state police and the feds, the Border Patrol, have access to those surveillance blimps. Already on the Texas border, they got a couple of these blimps, but it's only for looking for drugs. And I've talked to people that operate them. There's nobody in the blimps. They're tethered with cameras. And they will see a drug shipment, and they're told, leave that one alone, stop this one. They literally have licensed people. I mean, this is documented. We need to have those dirigibles on there. We need to have cameras put up. It'd be very inexpensive.
We have a blimp out here, and it's very, very effective, but it's only allowed to use certain types of equipment. The equipment to do everything, I mean, to count the number of ants down here, is on board.
Well, they got the infrared and the ground-penetrating radar, and
right.
They can look at a pickup truck 5 miles away and look right through it.
That's right. But they refuse to use
most. They have equipment, folks, where everything is glass. It's like Wonder Woman's jet airplane. You know, you can see through it.
Yes. But they refuse to use it because they might interrupt the interstate commerce or the internet.
Is that a mobile blimp or a tethered army blimp?
Tethered army blimp. It sits right over the
top
of
Fort
Washington.
We need at least 100 of those suckers down there right now, and they've got them in mothballs.
Yes, they do. And all they need to do is put them up.
And then what are there right now on the border? Are there 8 or 10 blimps?
Well, I think there's 10 across the entire United States.
That's
including
ridiculous.
One up in the Canada area.
Those blimps are so cheap. Oh, no, we're going to have a blimp over Dallas and D.C. and New York and Houston and Chicago and L.A. Go up through our walls.
Sure. Yep.
Unbelievable. You tell the average idiot that, Gray Deacon, and they go, there's not that thing that sticks through my walls.
You can see through the walls. You can see, I mean, they can do everything they want to. The thing is they say that that technology is only to be used in warfare. It isn't to be used in control of our borders.
But for well, 5 years, the traditional, they've been giving it, but for 5 years, they've been giving it to police departments very quietly.
Right. But
not talking about infrared, folks.
Yeah. But here's the deal. Traditionally, we've been able to, every country in the world thinks of the first means of defense of their nation is to control their borders. And all of a sudden, our government now is saying, no, that's not the business of the United States government.
But give all your rights up, because Al-Qaeda is about to attack you any minute.
Right. Now, the other thing is President Bush, the day before yesterday, went out and made a big speech about the rights of Georgia, the country of Georgia, over in next to what used to be part of Russia.
To secede from Russia.
Right. And the right of them to control their borders and how all nations had to respect the borders and the sovereignty of Georgia. Now, there's something really wrong when he demands that a little bitty town trying to secede from Russia has more rights than the entire United States of America has. We do not have the right to say to our neighbors to the south,
now
respect
he wants to,
our borders.
Now he wants to give free health care to all the illegals.
Right,
let's take
exactly.
calls. It's unbelievable, folks. Bob in Texas, then the others. Go ahead, Bob. Thanks for holding.
Gentlemen, yeah, it's been a while. The border situation in general is probably more severe than we were even thinking about right now. You know, World War III is about to erupt and within 30 days over there in the Middle East. And part of this plan appears to be to keep our borders porous. It's an analogous to an intravenous line stuck in the underbelly of the United States. And they're keeping the flow going, and it's almost
like the equivalent of a fire hose.
Yeah, well, it's a slow motion first wave of attack. And
well, I don't want to say you're right, but I mean, we've caught the Chinese military, L.A. Times, shipping in AK-47s for the gangs.
Well, I'm afraid that the Chinese will soon be behind that too. They're going to be the second wave that comes through right now. But
that's actually already happening.
Yeah. Well. I'm afraid that they want the borders open because it's going to be keep the underbelly of the United States open for the first wave of attack once they get World War III going. That's I'm afraid, what's getting ready to happen.
They sure are arrogant, Gray Deacon, like they know something big's coming.
Well, I don't know what they know is big is coming, but I know that I need volunteers to come out here and sit on this border and to train so that we can expand into other areas and other states. And that's what I need to do is have people give us a call here at 520-457-2320 in order to get our ranks built up to the point where we can be out there 24/7. And
you did a superb job in the month you did it, and now you're talking about launching it in 3 or 4 border states and in Vermont, correct?
Yes, sir. We're actually talking about, Maine now has added their name to the list. It's Maine, Vermont, Michigan, Minnesota, North Dakota, Idaho and Washington have all put their hands in the mix.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
I think that this recent meeting with Bush and Putin over there in Russia, supposedly commemorating the end of World War II and the defeat of Nazism, was actually a prelude to World War III. It's just like you used to say, Alex, that the kings and potentates in Europe used to get together and say, look, let's get us a little war going between each other. So we can keep our populations under control. This is a classic example, I think, that's going on right underneath our
I know the meeting with Sharon was a war council. We said that, then later it came out that it really was. I mean, they admitted it. Thanks for the call. You know, when something else gets blown up or a city gets nuked or smallpox gets released, the media is just going to ignore the fact that our borders were open, aren't they, Greg?
Yes, they will. Most of the media will totally ignore that. There are still good media, though, like Jerry Sieper. And he has done an excellent job at following this story and keeping the pressure on. And he's with Washington Times.
Absolutely. Who's up next in order here? Leo in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Alex. I called to relate a few experiences that I had in graduate school and medical school as it relates to the topics that... you've had today. You know, in the 90s, there was a huge influx of graduate students from China.
And India.
Well, when I first started, they were mainly Indians. And, in fact, they seemed more excited that I was an American than by my high GRE scores and MCAT scores and things like that. But then the communist Chinese started coming. And there was one guy in particular who was a really good guy. He had been at Tiananmen Square, been a leader there, and was quite proud of all that and still had his Liberty or Death T-shirt and things like that. But he came over here to get out of there before they tracked him down because they had videos and all that of him. But it was real interesting to talk with the other students from China because, for instance, you mentioned Tibet, and they would just go nuts. And if you mentioned, if I brought up Tiananmen Square, they always said, well, the government's just doing what's best for the people. The government's trying to do what's best for the people. So any actions that the government carried out.
Well, it looks like Tiananmen Square, when they shot Snellgrove, that girl in the head, or when they ride people down with horses.
The one who became my friend, he saw people crushed by tanks and things like that.
But I'm saying here they're acting like that towards us.
Well, and it's real interesting to hear people that I'd related this to before, and they would talk about how brainwashed the communists are, but they say the exact same thing now. Our government's just doing what's best for the people. You know, the Patriot Act is just because the government's looking out for us. And they have the same mindset. And then also after, in the late 90s, then the Russians started coming in. There were a lot of Russian graduate students. And
real fast, finish up.
Oh, okay. And there was this postdoc who, when those bombings in the apartments happened, I guess 99, I asked her who was behind that, and she was from Russia, and she said, oh, everyone knows it's the government. When 9/11 happened, I was already prepared to be suspicious about the government.
Well, it's now admitted that Russia blows its own buildings up. I mean, their own FSB's gone public. They called FSB planting bombs in a fourth building. Yeah, it's the same MO over and over again. So when 9/11 happened, what'd you think?
Terrorism happens over there. It's the government. And then with regard to the illegals, you know, in medical school, I really got a lot of use out of my college Spanish because, especially in obstetrics, because they come over when they're close to term, and then they have the child here, and they get
all the
healthcare.
Well, I mean, U.S. hospitals have even put ads in the paper because they know they get Medicare and Medicaid. Great points. I thank you for holding to tell us that. Comments, Gray Deacon?
You know, everything you said is true. You know, the fact is, though, that the anchor baby system that is going right now is absolutely insane. And as long as these borders are wide open, we're going to continue to have new American citizens every day because somebody comes across pregnant and has a baby, and immediately the whole family is vouchsafed into the entire American way of life.
Wow. But I get to pay $20,000 for having a baby, and
right.
They get it for free.
Exactly.
And get citizenship.
Exactly. And remember, La Raza insists that all of the people should get free medical for if you are not an American citizen.
And they get it.
Special.
But I have a friend with Crohn's disease who hasn't been able to eat in 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and they won't pay for his surgery.
Oh, no. No, no, because he's an American.
Folks, we're really not kidding. I mean, this is not a joke. Let's talk to Lynn in North Carolina. Go ahead, Lynn.
Hi. I've been reading a book called The Silent Invasion by Scott Gulbranson. He reported in 2003 that border guards were told by custom agents from Washington to just let trucks driven by Mexican military containing Chinese weapons and ammo, fencing material, barbed wire, and bags of lime just go through. Now, I'm a gardener, and I know lime's used in compost piles to hasten the decay of organic matter. And I remember that the Nazis had used lime in the pits where they threw the dead Jews.
Well, I know they're bringing all kinds of stuff in, and I know that they've dug up hundreds of dead bodies along the Mexico-Texas border. This is mainstream news down here, where they execute all these people routinely. And, oh, they don't have a death penalty in Mexico. They just kill you on the side of the road. Gray Deacon?
You know, one of the things is I spent yesterday with a couple of radio reporters that wanted to blame us for a death that happened inside Mexico below the boot hill of New Mexico. And I explained, you know, you're talking about almost 200 miles away from where we're operating and in the middle of, or, you know, in Mexico, about 11 miles. Why are you talking to me about this? Well, a Mexican smuggler was killed. And I said, yes, in Mexico.
What do you think smugglers do? There's bandits all over the place.
Yeah. I said, there's an inter-gang war going on all the time, you know, and it has nothing to do with us.
Do these morons get it?
No. He said, well, if you wouldn't have brought this to world attention, then there would not be any killings taking place. I said, you're nuts. You're nuts.
Well, they got a job to do, bringing America down. Who was this scumbag?
Somebody in, I'm not even sure which station it was now. You know, I talked to so many, but this guy just was an idiot.
All right, Lynn, anything else?
Well, I don't think it's just about drug profiteering. I think they're planning a genocide against us, anybody that won't take the microchip.
Oh, I agree with you. It's all part of balkanization.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Ray Deacon, I'm going to take a few final calls here from Jim in Texas and a caller in Rhode Island. I don't know if I'll have time to go to some of the others that are holding, Heidi and others. But one more time, give out that phone number and website for folks that want to help you guys in this historical fight for this country.
If you want to call in and talk to Tim, that is 520-457 2320, and that's to start setting up to become a volunteer. If you want to make donations, it's 877-747-0900. And our website is MinutemanHQ.com. And that's a great little site to go in and take a look at.
No, Minuteman, I was on it a few days ago. It's fabulous. Let's talk to Jim in Texas. Jim, go ahead.
I had a comment and I had a news to get out. Alex, I'd appreciate it if you could put your guest name somewhere on your website every day. I have a hard time. I may not catch all of your shows.
We do that a lot. Sometimes we don't because we've had like four or five guests on today.
Okay, well, Tuesday of this week, I didn't catch who your guest was, and I sent you an email and didn't get a response. But anyway, what I got to get out is by Monday, we will have patriotswanted.org.net and .com out. We are trying to organize to get a Minuteman March on D.C. They had the Million Mom March, the Million Man March. We want a Million Militia March, Million Minuteman March, whatever you want to call it.
Is that affiliated with Rick Stanley?
No, this is something that me and a guy named John out of Florida have started.
A lot of other people have had that idea, and I think it's good to have marches on D.C. The problem is the media then just ignores it.
A million people can't be ignored.
They do.
Yeah, we've had 500,000 in there, and they just it's not on the news.
But if you want to talk to me about it, give me a call at the number I gave.
That's, yeah, this is, I mean, really, I think it's a great idea, so we'll support you in that. But anything else, Jim?
No, but we've got to do it before they take our guns away.
Well, they're probably going to have some, quote, Al-Qaeda group, and the Al-Qaeda member will be killed, but after he mows down 75 children. And the feds are saying that's, quote, going to happen from the southern border, but then ordering the Border Patrol to stand down. Thanks for the call, Jim. Comments on that, Doug Ray Deacon?
You know, we've marched on Washington. We've sent faxes. We've sent letters. We've made phone calls. The only thing that has worked that I know of right now is exactly what we're doing.
Physically doing it, not counting on them.
Yep, taking your butt
march
out
into
of the chair and walking down here to this border and standing on that border and saying, it's not going to happen no more. It's
you got to physically
here.
Do it. One last call. Who's the caller in Rhode Island? Garen, you're on the air, Garen.
Yes, a couple of things. One thing is some police in New Hampshire apprehended some illegals, and the feds actually told them to release them. And the police chief, he was
sir,
all...
Sir, there are thousands, literally, I'm not kidding, thousands of those reports I've seen in the last 5 years. I see several every day where that they got jails, 400,000 with felony records. Illegals were released out of Texas jails alone last year. Gray Deacon?
Yeah, and they won't even deport them. Once they're through with serving their sentence and they're released right back into our community, and the authorities know that they're illegally in this country, and they don't give a damn.
But tell us about the New Hampshire case, Garen.
Yeah, the police apprehended some illegals, and then the INS came in and told them to release them, and the police chief, he was all upset about this. And it was reported in the local newspapers in New England.
It's the same. I mean, you see it in Tennessee, Texas. He stops a carload of illegals with drugs, and then the feds say, release them. We're not taking custody. But your 15-year-old in the back of a car with some 16-year-olds has got some pot. They're going to throw the book at him.
Yeah. And then also on the History Channel, right now I'm watching, they have it on the Anthrax that released it. They're admitting that it was... came from a U.S. military installation, but they think it was a test.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, now it's a test that went bad.
Exactly.
Talk about sick. All right, thank you. Gray Deacon, thanks for coming on, my friend.
No problem. Give me a call again. I'll be glad to join you, Alex.
God bless, my friend. Great job you're doing. I commend you. I salute you. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time on the shortwave at 3210 or on your AM or FM stations and the internet at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. And rebroadcast throughout the weekend. And I'll see you back here Monday live, 11 a.m. Central. God bless you all.